Sefer Shoftim Perek Yud Aleph. This parak discusses Yiftach and the vow he made involving his daughter. In Pasuk Aleph, VaYiftach HaGiladi Haya Gibor Chayo. Yiftach HaGiladi was a very strong man. V'hu Ben Isha Zona, VaYelad Gilad Es Yiftach. When Yiftach's brothers grew up, they would taunt him because he had a different mother, by telling Yiftach he had no portion in his father's inheritance. Rather than create machlokes and bitter feelings, Yiftach got up and ran away to a place called Tov, as the pasuk says, Be'eretz Tov. He went to the land of good. But Derech Drush, the Sfarim explained, it's good to avoid ill will and bitter feelings of machlokes at all times. This is what is meant, that Yiftach went to Eretz Tov, the good place of better feelings and no dissension. And Pasuk Dalet through Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Bnei Amon oppressed Klal Yisrael, the Zakenu of Gilad sent for Yiftach to help them lead them in battle. Yiftach refuses and points out the elders were the exact people who drove him away, and now they want him back. Yiftach consents, providing if Yiftach is victorious, Yiftach will be their new leader. A shvua, a swear, is made between the elders of Gilad and Yiftach. In Pasuk Yud Beis through Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Yiftach now sends emissaries to the king of Ammon, inquiring in a diplomatic way as to why Ammon is oppressing Klal Yisrael. The king of Ammon responds, because you, the Jews, took our land. Yiftach now related with many historical examples from Jewish history to Melech Ammon, the king of Ammon, that indeed Klal Yisrael, the Jews, did not steal any land. In fact, the land that they did win was a defensive war. Just to add, does this sound familiar? The land we won is from a defensive war. Anyways, this is an old story. In Pasuk Chav Zion through and Pasuk Chav Ches, it says, Vanochi lo asi lecha ve'ata osa asra li lachembi. Yiftach says to the king of Ammon, I didn't do anything to you, and now you're coming? You want to go to war with me? You want to do bad to me? And it says about the king of Ammon, V'lo shama melech b'nei Ammon, el divrei Yiftach asher shalach elav. But the king refused to listen to Yiftach. The Navi points out the Ruach Hashem was with Yiftach. Now, before we enter into this, I'd like to point out that this upcoming, what we're about to say, is one of the more sensitive topics in Sefer Shoftim and really needs to be understood in a proper light. It's really beyond the scope of this recording, this shiur, to be able to delve into all the fine points of what was happening here. In Pasuk Lamed, it says, Vayidar Yiftach Neder. Yiftach now makes a neder, a vow to Hashem. If I win the war, whatever comes out of my house first, when I return to my home in Mitzpeh, I will offer as a korban for Hashem. The Mitzudas explains, Yiftach was referring to an animal that would come through his doors first when he returned from battle. Yiftach now defeats Bnei Ammon in battle. Yiftach returns home, and the first thing that comes through his door is his daughter. Yiftach tears his clothing because he is well aware of the neder, the vow that he made. Yiftach's daughter requests 2 months to go to the mountains with her friends and bemoan the fact that she was never married. Upon return, her fate is met, and Yiftach fulfills his vow. Every year, the woman would lament over Yiftach's daughter. Now, the Gemara and the Medrash learn that indeed Yiftach brought his daughter as a sacrifice, as his neder indicated. However, the Radak, the Mitzudas, the Ralbach, the Eben Ezra, and more learn Yiftach did not actually bring a human sacrifice because that's against halacha. Rather, Yiftach built her a house where she lived in seclusion for the rest of her life. This way, she was set aside for Hashem. She was an ole for Hashem. And his neder would be fulfilled in that way. And 4 days a year, every woman would come to console her that she had to live her life in seclusion. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.